Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever heard of Alana Amram? She's been on my show a couple times before. She just, something came up and she couldn't do it. But, so I really appreciate that you did. So that's awesome.
So, the way I usually handle
start the show. It starts like at 11. There's a promo that runs for a minute. And then when the promo is done, if you want to start with a song, I can introduce you. What song do you want to play first? I can introduce you in the song, and then you can jump into it.
Yeah.
This way they fall in love with you instantly, you know?
Go with
Till Tomorrow Goes Away.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it. Last week we did I had on a guy who I did another podcast with, and it's called When Are We? And it's all about dissecting time travel movies.
Oh, okay.
So we went and dissected time with John Claude Van Damme. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good time. How do you get along with John?
Good.
Pretty easy going,
yeah,
right?
I like that. Actually, he's
going to
play
the
show.
Musical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing
for that. Nice. Yeah, I told him to try to put me on the list, but there's plus one or something. I'm going to try to put that.
Yeah. It'll be the first one I'm doing.
Nice. That's real cool. Yeah, we'll definitely promote it. So do you want to be Max Clark and the Cutworms, or you just want to just go as Max Clark for that?
You say Max Clark also.
Also known as Cutworms?
Yeah.
Cool. But then the game that you're doing in Williamsburg is good.
Yeah, it's all just Cutworms.
It's all just Cutworms.
Yeah.
Also known as Cutworms. Cool. I think that.
So you guys ever do like personal call for things or?
Yeah, we'll have call-ins today. If anyone wants to call, we can answer some calls. It's not necessary. As musicians, it's hard because like you get into a group. It's not as participant as,
right.
But I have a setup where you can have up to 5 callers at once, which is kind of cool. I've had in the past, like, people call up and get into fights with each other. So I just sit back and let them go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, one time when we were doing a show when, like,
you guys had a pretty good, like, following, like, this.
Yeah, we geared down for a while. My co-host was in Colorado, but every once in a while we'd do it. And then we scored this game, which is every Sunday now. So now it's like a weekly thing. So when we were at our height doing it, we would probably get like 500 downloads every show, which is
like fast.
Yeah.
So is that's like people that download the show?
Yeah, that's when we were doing podcasts. So every show we put out would get around 500. Like some of our older ones would get up like really high. This is awesome. But yeah. It's good to know that people are listening. And then I don't know 500 people. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Right. You at least got to get those 10 friends there for those drink coupons. Yes. That's what's happening on the station right now. Yeah, it alternates between like people who send in their show and then live shows. So they try to keep it kind of consistent with like pre-recorded show then a live show.
Okay.
There's like 40 shows now that are like going on throughout the week.
Oh.
Yeah, they brought it up. This is their third season, and they like consistently add a lot more shows every season. Awesome. I think they're starting to get it down how to do it because it's about a year old. It's like every 6 months show. I don't know what this is.
You hear me?
Oh, now you get this guy out.
All right. Without further ado, sorry for that. In 30 seconds, dead air. We're cool. Max Clark is in studio. He's going to open up with a song called Till Tomorrow Comes. Correct?
Goes away.
Till Tomorrow Goes Away. Almost had it. Thanks, Max. Thank you.
what I won't do anymore. I'm closing up.
Thanks, Max. That was awesome. We are Dave and Giggles. Giggles, I believe you're there. Are you there? Nothing. What happened? I am Dave, and in studio we have Max Clark. Thanks for coming in, Max. That was awesome.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome. That was great. I'm still waiting to see if Giggles is there to say a word.
What happened to Giggles?
I don't know. He's not getting anything. So trying to get him up. I missed the first 30 seconds of the show, so I apologize for that. We have thanks to Max for coming in kind of last minute. We originally had another band lined up, and they kind of backed out. So I was talking to one of my coworkers, and they were like, yeah, I got the guy. Kind of the attitude he has, I think, as well. So That's awesome. So you're originally from Chicago, I believe, right?
Yeah, well, I lived in Chicago for about 6 years. But before that, I was originally from outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so you went, did you go to Chicago for school?
Yeah.
Nice. So I read that you went for like illustration.
That's right, yeah.
So what was your idea of going to school for illustration?
Like, what was my plan?
Yeah, what was the plan? You were like 18 years old. Max, what was your plan?
Yeah.
Did you have a plan?
Well, the main plan was to get out of Cleveland.
Cleveland sucks, right?
It's not so bad. I just need to go somewhere else, I think.
Yeah. Did you ever go back to Cleveland?
Yeah, I go back somewhat frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you go to Chicago, and you're like, all right, my big plan.
Basically, just try to learn some stuff at school. And, I don't know. Accomplished.
So you go to school, and do you meet like a bunch of musicians? And that how it all happens?
Sort of. And I knew some people, like one other person who was in Chicago from Cleveland, but I didn't know him very well at the time. We ended up starting a band together, like the second year I was there. That I was for about 3 years, called Swaves.
The Swaves?
Yeah. And they're still going in Chicago. It's changed the lineup quite a few times. But, did that for a little while. And then I had always continued to write my own songs, but that was mainly my friend's project. So I just played guitar, and then eventually I just wanted to play my own songs, and so started the whole Cutworms thing.
So you're Cutworms now. Cutworms, a.k.a.?
Yeah.
So Cutworms is like when you're not playing that solo.
Yeah. It's kind of encompassed everything.
Okay.
Whatever I happen to decide to do. I don't know. It seems to be a lot easier to just call everything Cutworms than to go and spell the name and then a band.
Is it just Cutworms? It's not Matt Clark and the Cutworms?
Yeah, it's just Cutworms.
Just Cutworms.
It used to be Max Clark and Cutworms, but that just became so
too much
a mouthful every time I had to say it. So.
Yeah, I hear you. So, what does Cutworms mean? Where does that come from?
It actually comes from this William Blake proverb. It's from a book called The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, and this is part, it's called The Proverbs of Hell. One of them is the cutworm forgives the plow. That's where the name comes from. Basically, the idea of you can have it becomes two worms.
Sure. So, they have a bunch of hearts.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, they have brains. They have a bunch of brains. That works. I know that you become will become two.
Yeah.
How far can you cut them before they become, they just like can't be?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, probably if you just like diced it, I don't know if they would make it.
You could put it in like a shredder. I don't think anything would make that. But they're unique. I would definitely give you they're unique.
I haven't researched it that much. I probably should.
Yeah. Maybe if someone wants to call in, they'll tell us about it. I don't know. It's possible. It's out there.
Yeah.
I think our call in is 657-383-0195. But that's over there. We don't have to get down that crazy road if we don't want to. But so something that interests me about you going into illustration was, so you're a very visual guy, and the one I couldn't find was too many videos, and I figured those would kind of go hand in hand with you. And you do a lot of live stuff. I saw a lot of live videos, like music videos. And so maybe
I haven't really done that. It's the main thing is just not having the resources to do it, or at least do it well.
Yeah.
And I figured, I don't know, it's never been that, I never really had that compelling of an idea for a video. It was just like, that I thought I could pull it off even on like a cell phone video or something. So I guess nowadays you probably could film the whole thing on a cell phone and be fine.
Yeah, definitely. I was out in the over Christmas New Year's break. I went out to and this backpacking Joshua Tree stuff and shot like a really horrible, you know, friend movie with the iPhone, both of their iPhones. And it looks good. It looked like it was shot like, you know, decent cameras, and the lighting was good because it was in the desert. So you could do it. Just saying, you should do it. If you need someone, I know a couple of guys.
Okay, well, yeah, you look at technical.
That's where I work, yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that.
No, it's totally cool. Totally legitimate. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything about me. So, Dave, the other guy on the phone who I can't get is Giggles. He's the one who
likes
name. Like his name, right. So I was always like a big proponent of, you know, just let me be out there. I really don't care. Your name is out there, except sometimes when you're covering.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So what made you come to New York?
Well, my girlfriend and I moved here about 6 months ago, and it was kind of her initial idea to come. I'd always wanted to come here, but even out of high school, I kind of wanted to come here, but I was just kind of too afraid to just make that leap, I guess. So I went to Chicago instead, but I always wanted to live here, and we'd been living in Chicago for a while and just kind of got tired of the really unending scene of the same kind of stuff. And all the years,
yeah. What is Chicago's music scene like now? Is it still very blues based? I mean, I can't imagine it is.
Not really. I mean, like, there's certainly still like side of things where there's like blues bars you can go to, but it's not really good blues.
Right.
I mean, occasionally you might catch something, but I think anything that's even remotely good blues would be like way down on the south side of Chicago where you don't really want to go.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. But
did you ever venture down south Chicago?
A little bit. I mean, I did this one like teaching assistant type thing where I did like I was an assistant art teacher at this school like sort of on the south side. Which it was pretty cool still. It wasn't like the worst neighborhood I was in.
Okay. Way worse.
Oh yeah. It's pretty bad. Once you get past like 100th, like that's when it starts getting like
really bad.
Really bad, yeah. That's like as far as the train goes.
I don't spend too much time in Chicago. Who's there? So I'm assuming you're the expert right now in the room. Yeah. Is there a definitive line where like you just that's as far as I'll go?
It kind of varies. I'm still new to New York, so I don't know if it's compared as well, but like I know there's just throughout the city, like there will be pockets of things. It's like it could be like from one street to the next where it's like one block is fine and then you don't really want to go on the next block type of thing. But like the next block could be really nice too. So
there's just that. Just stay out of that area.
Yeah.
I apologize for it's a little hot in here, but you can turn off the AC, so I'm not gonna fault anybody for that. But do you want to give some thoughts?
Sure.
What song do you want to play?
This one's called Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry.
Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry. Max Clark. Cutworms. See if we can.
Yeah, the Harry Nilsson thing is. Harry Nilsson, we can. Don't. Like a ton.